This program, brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com, is suitable for mature audiences only and may contain explicit sexual information.
Marcy Brohofsky, and welcome to A Taste of Sex Erotic Poetry Readings. One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco is a place of freedom. It's where people come together to explore their desires on a physical level, on an emotional level, on just a raw, raw, raw sensation level. We don't just write it. We live it. And we're here on A Taste of Sex Erotic Poetry Readings to tell you all about it. So stay tuned in, because we're going to turn you on. My ass is draped with simple chains that crisscross up to meet the collar that she fastened around my neck before she requested her red leather flogger. And the first person we're going to start with is Christina, with a piece called Light in a Cluttered Room.
There is a room hidden away behind a curtain. It's being used as storage at a party I went to. Furniture, a fridge, lamps, flowers, all stacked together in a jumble, everything balanced, just so. Should we be in here? It feels a little wrong. What if someone walks in on us? We don't care. We shift furniture aside, an inch here and there. He sits in an office chair and I on the floor in front of him. His cock is hard, waiting. I start with little licks and then bigger ones. I kiss and suck, finding a rhythm. He wraps his hands around the bead necklace he found earlier and gently starts to pull, timing the rhythm of his pulling with mine on his cock. The beads tighten around my neck. I have to keep up with his pace to keep them from tightening even more. At first, I'm glad for the guidance, then a little overwhelmed as he pulls faster and pushes his cock in deeper into my mouth. I let go into the sensation. I stop worrying about breathing or what I can manage or gagging too much. I feel a release in my throat as his cock goes in. I feel warmth building in my chest and arms. A tingling begins to spread over my entire body. The energy builds and I feel washed in light. As we go faster and deeper, I feel the edges of my body expand. I feel his orgasm and mine. The stimulation ends, but I feel the orgasm continue. I gulp in air, my chest and my pussy contracting simultaneously. My ears are burning. My eyes don't see clearly. The energy is raging inside of me. We look at each other and don't say anything. Can he even begin to imagine what this is like for me? That was hot, he says. He laughs as if in disbelief. That was really hot. I think he got it.
So that was Christina with A Light in a Cluttered Room. So we have a oldie but goodie, Marco, in the house with Falling in Love at a Late Summer's Pagan Ritual. So please help me welcome Marco.
Thank you. Falling in Love at a Late Summer Pagan Ritual. It is a sunny Sunday afternoon and we are gathering from all over the bay to meet and celebrate the rites of late summer. As we enter the house, we change into colorful attires, sitting down on pillows for the welcoming ceremony. When it is our turn, we lay on the carpet, surrounded by our friends. We get welcomed, cherished, and anointed with strokes and chants. Once everyone has been welcomed, we sit in a circle, we introduce ourselves, we briefly share what is happening and how we feel at that moment. Then we call, with drums and rattles and voices, the four cardinal directions and our Mother Earth, asking for their protection and benevolence. We dance and at the sound of music that expresses various feelings and moods, starting from calm and slow, loving and serene songs, all the way to red hot passion and angry feelings, and back to forgiving and compassionate tender relaxation. This puts us in a state of trance. We are panting, laying on the carpet, sweating and holding hands. We are already in another dimension. At this point, we form two circles, the men outside facing the women inside. We start interacting one-on-one. We are allowed to ask our partners anything we desire from them during the short time we spend together until a new rotation is called to change to a new partner. As the rotation progresses, we get deeper and deeper into ourselves, and we dive more into each other, opening up as flowers to the morning sun. The request starts as quite tame, such as, can we relax holding each other's hands? Or can we massage our backs? Or to more risque or intimate ones, such as, tell me one of your erotic spicy stories. Scratch my back with your raspy chin. Tickle me with that feather. Make me feel your feminine power. Suckle my nipples and tell me how gorgeous I am. Kiss me all over and massage my feet. Put a spell on me as a witch. Let me honor the goddess in you. Tie me up with a rope. Spank my bottom. At the last rotation, we are advised to spend as much time as we want talking to our partner about creating together something very special between us. My partner and I share some ideas about our creation. She's a new member, but she is not new in these practices. I find her very familiar, and I let her know that I feel very comfortable with her. She tells me that she shares similar feelings about me. I also tell her that I love her freckles and that I felt attracted to her ever since she stepped into the room. She seems pleased with my remarks. We are floating in a dreamy state, created by the sound and images, the strokes and the music of that amazing afternoon. My partner and I are laying on the pillows, comfortably embraced, looking into each other's eyes as we are talking. I ask her if she is interested in trying to go as deep as possible, diving deep into each other's eyes, in other words, falling in love with each other. She says yes. I propose to make this our first date, the first time we are close to each other, and we are slowly discovering the pleasure of being together. Looking into each other's eyes, listening to our voices, caressing each other's hair, cherishing each other. All of a sudden, we realize that we are actually falling in love. We are becoming one, and our hands look for a way to reassure the other and ourselves that we are okay, that it is okay to go deeper. So deep that one can see into the other's eyes all the life stories and experiences, the fears and desires. So deep that our lips can help getting closer. So close that we can almost taste the sweetness of our first kiss. And it happens. The first kiss of a new lover. Glorious and simple as life should be. Delicate and powerful as a soul should be. Juicy and innocent as love should be. What more can I tell you? Did we exchange phone numbers? Did I see her again? What is for real? What do you think is reality? Thank you.
Thank you. I am actually going to invite up Rachel, who just announced that she is moving to New York to help build our New York community. So we are a bi-coastal family. At One Taste. Here we go, Rachel.
At the end of the night, we drive to the water. We're talking for a while. I'm slumped into my seat, and it's hard to make eye contact. I decide I don't want that. I sit up straight, and I face him. You look so beautiful, he says. The softness has taken over. I know how I feel when people say that. It feels good. It feels good to be seen here. We talk for a while, and then I tighten because I want to kiss him. The first thought is to say, when are you going to kiss me? I don't want that. Are we going to kiss soon, I ask him. In a little while, he responds. I feel well handled. It feels good. I asked and he said yes, but wait, how hot is that? He touches my foot and I feel the sensation running up my leg. I sit in the sensation of knowing we will kiss soon, not wanting, but knowing. My body is turned on. There is heat running up and down the middle of my body. He moves in and kisses me. As the kissing comes to an end, I wonder if I can stay connected when we open our eyes. I open my eyes and there he is. I smile and sit back into the seat. I stay connected and giggle a little. He says a few things. Then he says, "Oh my God, you're 14 right now." I laugh. "Yeah, I'm 14. My toes wiggle and my shoulders shrug. "I'm wearing your jacket," I say, and I am. He sees me here and he loves me here. It feels good. My shy, fun, loving girl is out to play. I think she comes out a lot and I squash her often. I never made out when I was 14 and always wanted to. It feels good to be seen here and enjoy here. 20 years later, I love being 14.
I'm going to read a piece that I wrote. This is called... Well, actually, I'm going to leave it untitled for the moment. I stand there with my legs spread and feel the fluid run from my pussy. My ass is draped with simple chains that crisscross up to meet the collar that she fastened around my neck before she requested her red leather flogger. My ejaculate drips on the floor. I see a pool on the gray painted floor, the faintest shimmer of the dim lamplight skimming the liquid surface. One of the onlookers describes it as dew dripping from a flower. I shiver with the light of a goddess in worship as poetry is offered to her as a sensual tithing. It all began as a simple sleepover with our guest for the week. We walked to bed and she turned towards me, leaving the attention of the two men serving her birthday treats, one spanking her ass, the other suckling her breast. I say, "What?" as she gives me this flirting look of request. Her devilish smile lets out, "Nothing. Come on, what do you want?" "I want you to touch me softly." My yes turns into caresses of my breasts on her back, bare, her body adorned with the modest chain dress and collar. I cozy up to her leg, my thighs on either side edging closer to her, inching my pussy in to kiss her leg. Oh, I want to wear her dress. You've been listening to A Taste of Sex. This is Marcy Porchowski, and we will take a short break, and we'll be back to turn you on some more.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
And welcome back to A Taste of Sex. This is Marcy Porchowski, and we are going to head off in uncharted erotic territory. So, moving on, Isaac, with a piece called A Frame from Journaling. This is about a very discreet encounter.
So, this is a piece I wrote here at One Taste during a... journaling session with our very own Judy. The subject was the last makeout you had, so I just wrote about an experience I had about 5 minutes before the journaling session. Curled up, cuddled, warm, huddled together, smushed, resting on each other, pillowy softness, comforting embrace, nuzzling noses, nibbling at her neck, noticing nuances about her, her tennis shoes contrasting her sweater and slacks, the heat generating from her body, inviting me in to hug, nuzzle, cuddle, soft kisses, warm embrace, kissing her face, soft, tender, pushing her against the cabinet, her ass squished against it, grabbing two handfuls of it, so tender and firm, squeezing the juice out of her hips and drinking it from her lips. That sweet nectar that flows here, that insatiable thirst that longs for it. Giggles, laughter, smiling, happy, connected. Her scratchy wool sweater and tweed slacks seemed like the softest thing in the world. She's warm, comforting, nurturing, loving. Let's talk about sex. She's sitting on the counter, her thighs almost busting out of her pants. Cute vulnerability mixed with seductive sexiness. She speaks candidly about sex. If, when we have sex tonight, we have to, you know, well, I'm too shy to write about it, but it's really kinky. I agree. Wow, she is so sexy.
Yummy. So tune in next time to hear the tale of the very kinky stuff that he doesn't want to mention. So actually, I want to take a moment to tell you about your journal entry assignment. So this is what inspired Isaac's piece, and it's actually what inspired the piece that I just read. And that is, describe a moment that encapsulates your last sexual encounter. And if you haven't had a recent sexual encounter that's really vivid, you can tap into your last encounter that really had a lot of sensual flavor to it. You know, like either you were out the beach and you were really flooded with sensation, or touching a, you know, petting a dog. Like, what is that little snapshot, that frame, that kind of, when you first think of it, that's the thought that kind of is the burst, where all the other details kind of file in underneath that. So once again, describe a moment that encapsulates your last sexual encounter. In the spirit of really being too much, I want to welcome up Judy with a piece called Fourth Grader. Ooh, this should be too much.
Okay, so it may not be too much for me, but it's a lot for me to read it because three out of the three people that are mentioned in the piece are in the audience. So it's a little embarrassing, but I'm going to do it anyway. So here we go. When we first talked about sharing a bed, he kept asking me questions like, how long and what is the commitment? 2 days ago, he moved a box under the bed. We didn't talk about it. He just brought it over, sliding it under the elevated box spring. There is a large part of me that wants to know what it means. And by it, I mean it all. What does that box mean? Can I call him my research partner? What does this relationship mean? How long will it last? Should I brace myself for the end, or can I let go in its beginning? I try to stop myself from projecting. I literally picture a line, and on that line lays everything that's happening in this moment. Like right now, he's at the front desk, and I'm here in the front room of the warehouse typing on my computer. It doesn't mean anything. I feel like a fourth grader when it comes to relationship. I don't know what to say or do when he comes up and gives me a hug. My inclination is to push him away, to push away the love. Night before last, I slept on the couch. He came to bed and said he'd had sex with someone else. I didn't want him to see that I cared. So I got up, sliding off the bed after he fell asleep. Night before last, he slept on the couch. He had come in late and smelled cigarettes, and he smelled like cigarettes and didn't know if I was sleeping alone. So he crashed in the front room. I took it personally. In the morning, I heard his name and instantly decided that I would ignore him. I was about to walk around him when he grabbed me, pulling me to him. Nothing melodramatic, just connecting. I wanted to bury my head in his chest. I didn't know what to say, how to react. What is the proper response? Should I be hurt, or should I let him in? He says he's in my bed for a reason, to expose my soft spot. I told him last night I think I'm not supposed to like anyone. Or if I like them, it's supposed to be totally controlled. I'm not supposed to care. I'm not supposed to desire anything unless I know I can have it and that it's right for me. I asked for him. That is, I asked for someone in my bed that I liked. I even wrote it down in my journal about 2 months ago. Over the weeks before he came, I could feel him, though I didn't know it was him, creeping closer. I found myself attracted to more men, having more fun and not pushing people away so hard. And then he came and I still didn't know it. My first instinct was to dismiss him, his good looks and the way he wants to be everyone's friend. And then to my surprise, we connected. A few days ago, he said he thought we would be friends for a long time, maybe our whole lives. So strange. Almost the same words that someone else said to me 2.5 years ago. How could he know? Rachel asked if when I asked for someone in my bed, I also asked for them to like me back. I don't know that I did. I think it was implied, but it's still a surprise. I think about what else I might ask for, the extensions of this, like commitment, or really knowing that you're in a relationship with someone, that it's not just an accident or an arrangement of convenience. And I don't know that I could receive those things. I don't know that I could hold them. So I'm holding this. A man in my bed that I like. He tells me he's afraid of me. He's heard rumors about my irrational and dramatic bouts with anger. He's worried that I'll turn on him. I'm sitting on the side of the bed, my legs dangling over like a schoolgirl. He stands in front of me. I tell him that I will probably get mad, but I'm loyal, and I always come back, admitting where I went wrong. He lunges toward me, excited, pushing me down on my back so that I end up in his arms before I've even finished the sentence. Last night, he's inside of me and he feels good. We're connected. I like the pounding, even when it hurts. He asks if I'm moaning in pleasure or pain. I say both. I like when he slows down and I can feel my pussy spread wider and the warmth that creeps all over. And I like the kisses that smother my mouth, the tongue that reaches for mine. I worry that I'll look foolish. I know I still don't know him. I worry that what I see is only the surface of the volcano, that I'll discover something I can't see now. I've been duped before. It could happen again. I want to save myself. In some ways, he's such a dork. He's so intent on liking everyone. He mumbles a bit, and he doesn't always complete his sentences. But I really enjoy talking to him. And I can see that he's perceptive. And if he would lose the nice guy act, he'd have a lot to say. So here's my disclaimer. Yeah, I like him, but I'm not attached. I'm cool.
I am curious to hear what Alicia has dreamt up for us.
So this piece is actually written by Nicole Halpern. It's one of her blogs. It's taken from one of her blogs. I'm reading it on her behalf tonight. It's called, I Think You Fell in Love with Her. Before she shared her frame with me, she paused. She locked eyes with mine and seemed to say so much without saying anything. That moment lasted an eternity for me. I remember the thought, we are forever connected. She gestures for me to say thank you after the delivery of the frame, but I couldn't speak. It was that moment that I felt like she went deep inside of me, but she was across the room, way in the back. Later, the only thing I could say to her was, I hate you. That's when I knew she had definitely penetrated me. Later, I came downstairs and all I wanted was to be left alone. A large group of people were having lunch together and laughing, but I felt so raw that I sat alone on the couch. Later, Rachel says to me, "It was as if something had opened inside and it felt too tender for a large group of people to be near." "Or anyone for that matter," I agreed. Later tonight, all I want to do is cry, and I have. My body is just releasing. I feel like a little kid. I want to climb into bed with my parents and be nurtured. I find them and I watch her make out. I lay down and I put my head on her shoulder, her body on top of hers. I feel like the little sister. I love them. I was on their ride. What does relationship mean? I don't fucking know. It seems so abstract. I continue to cry. I am having my life the way I wanted it. Electric. I am turned on. My body shifted and now is purging. Unfamiliar ground lays beneath me. I didn't know my body would come down so soon after the demo. I like that my mind couldn't even find anything wrong to come down about. Rachel said to me, "I think you fell in love with her." "Maybe I did. Can you fall in love with someone in a moment just like that?" I just wanted to be close to her tonight in a vulnerable, close way. And I didn't even want to run away from that feeling.
So that gives a whole nother side of what we do at One Taste. Getting into why we do what we do and looking for connection. And we have amazing coursework that helps people step into looking at how they are in relationship and learn to really ignite. It means really to feel turned on from the inside out instead of looking outward for a source to give us some food to be present and excited and turned on in your life. Like, how can we actually cultivate that for ourselves? And that's what we explore here at One Taste, you know, in a myriad of ways. And you can find out all about our coursework, which are currently only available at our centers in New York and San Francisco and per request in other parts of the world. And also, I'm excited to announce that they're going to be coming to you anywhere on the planet through our online education program. I want to remind you one more time about what your journal entry assignment is. And you can go to our website and participate with us. Become part of our online community by going to our website, finding our chat board, and please post your journal entry and participate with us in any way you wish. So describe a moment that encapsulates your last sexual encounter. So you can find out more about what we're up to at onetaste.us. And thank you so much for tuning in, where we don't just write it, we live it. Good night.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.